Hey, Heart Seekers, welcome to the Hearts Hello Show, where we believe that our hearts are the foundation of our well-being and happiness. I am your host, Kiana Talena. Can I just have a heart talk with you all today? Can I just tell you all what has been on my heart, what has been on my mind? I have been in a space where I've been asking God a lot of questions. I've been questioning, am I moving in the right direction? Am I right where you need me to be? Is there anything that I should be doing more of? Have I missed anything? Am I hearing you properly? Am I seeing what I need to see? See, for some of you all, those may be the very things that you have also been questioning. And so for me, I had to sit with that because I don't ever want to move too fast where I don't hear what it is that I should be doing. But I also had to realize that it was coming from a place of me realizing that I was seeing things through a lens of what did not work out in the past. I was seeing things through a lens where I don't want to make that mistake or misstep again. See, for some of you all who this may be your first time listening to this show, you'll know that I have gone through a heart reset in my life or a redesign of my life and going through a divorce and just really being in a space where I love me, that I am happy with me. And so a lot of people can't say that they are happy. They can't say that they love themselves. And so for me, for a long time, that was me. But I didn't even realize just how far gone I was. I didn't realize that I didn't know what made me happy. I didn't realize that I didn't love me because I didn't even understand who I was. I didn't understand what it was that I needed to be able to tap into, to show up and be this authentic version that I now am. But I had to realize that I had to love me first. See, I was loving everyone else around me, which you should. But if you don't love you first, it's like you're trying to pour from an empty cup. It's you pouring into everyone else, but the first person that you need to be pouring into is you. Which is why when you are flying, the very first thing that they tell you to do is to be able to put your mask on first. See, most of the time we want to make sure that everyone else around us is good. And then when it comes to making sure that we are good, we don't have time. Or we make up the excuse that we don't have time, or it becomes, oh, well, I don't want to be selfish. Well, can I just tell you that when you don't take care of you, that is selfish. But see, I had to realize that this version of me, when I'm asking those questions, when I'm asking God, what is it that I should be doing? Am I moving in the right direction? Have I missed something? And just as God does and answers, he so eloquently put it that I have been looking for packages to show up the same way that I have seen them before. And I was like, ooh. See, it's a little different when God sends you a package. Because it's not going to look like it's not going to sound like, it's not going to feel like, it's going to be different. But when you are so used to being able to see things through a lens of your past, that you begin to miss the very things that God has sent you, because it does not look like what it used to look like. See, it's almost like when you go into a store and you are so used to going in and purchasing something and it's in this one spot and you know what the box looks like. Well, when they go through a rebranding and they change the box, you didn't know that they were changing the box, but you have gone into the store and you're looking for this particular thing and it's no longer there. See, when God sends you gifts, especially when you have been working on being true and authentic to who you are and work and walking in your purpose and knowing who you are and taking the mask off and not having to code switch in every room that you go into, and you have been praying and asking God to open doors and send you what your heart desires, when it shows up, you question it. But can I just tell you that we cannot continue to question the very things that God begins to send us because the packaging looks different? And that was so, almost I had to kick myself because I'm like, you're absolutely right. I have been looking for things based off of what I have been used to seeing. I have been looking for things to show up based off of how it would sound, how I'm used to it sounding. And so when it shows up and it's different from that, I question it. Can I just share with you all that even just in the space of, see, I'm going through this phase of dating and career transitions and things like that. And so currently transitioning from one career to another career, out here in these dating streets, and it looks different. It looks different. And what I had to realize is that, one, the old version of me was still trying to attract. I should say it this way. The new version of me was still trying to attract what the old version of me liked. And I had to realize that I'm not that person anymore. Not only am I not that person anymore, but my boundaries have changed. My non-negotiables have changed. This version of me loves me. This version of me is happy. And so why would I try to bring in something that the old version of me liked? See, it's interesting because the last couple of weeks was kind of chit-chatting with, you know, something that was totally different. Chit-chatting with someone that was totally different from what I was used to. And I was questioning God, like, what is this? Where did this come from? But it was packaged differently. And so the packaging caused me to question, is this real? But I also had to realize that this was the very thing that I prayed for. The very thing that I prayed for. And not only did it cause me to see through a different lens. It was like, I like that. See, the old version of me didn't know what I liked. The old version of me would accept just anything that would come through. But see, this new version of me, this softer version of me, or as my therapist would have called me, this Eminem, see, the shell that I had before, I no longer have. But I was still putting up this wall because that's what I was used to. I was used to not having to be vulnerable in a space. I was used to not having to be totally trusting with my heart. I was used to not having those tough conversations because it's like, I don't trust you with me. And so this space was different, but it was different in a good way because it caused me to realize that God's packaging and his timing are perfect. It caused me to realize that although that was just for me to be able to see what it is that I have prayed for is indeed coming, but that I will know what it feels like when it shows up. I will know that this is how it should feel, and it's okay because it was different. And no fault of my own or the other person. But it showed up right when it needed to so that I can see when the real thing shows up in my life, how it should make me feel. And to not accept anything less than that. Yes, the packaging was different and I'm thankful for it. See, the packaging caused me to heal another space in myself that I didn't even know needed healing. And so I need us to get to a space where we are okay with the packaging changing because we have changed. That version of ourselves is gone. If you have been doing the work, why would you continue to accept what you are used to receiving? That's the defeating the whole point of doing the work. When you know better, you do better. See, I'm under the realization that I serve a good, good God. And because I serve a good, good God, he gives good, good gifts. And I want to be in position for when my gift arrives. Not only do I want to be in position for when my gift arrives, but I also want to make sure that I am a good gift to be given. And that requires me to constantly be doing the work. See, when we talk about being self-aware and we talk about being on this journey, you should be getting better each and every day. You should be making sure that you are sitting down with yourself and saying, how can I get better? What is it that I need to do to be a little bit better each day? That is the goal. And to make sure that we are truthful with ourselves. See, if you can't even be truthful with you, how are you going to be truthful with anyone else? That means you are now still wearing this mask and still code switching in every room that you show up in. You are not being the true and authentic version that you have been created to be. So let's make sure that we are okay with who we are. We don't have to be perfect. We will never be perfect. But we can be the best version of ourselves that we can be. We can always show up and be authentic. We can always be who we are. Like they say, I don't want to be everybody's cup of tea, but I want to be the right person's cup of tea. So yeah, my language has changed. The way that I present myself has changed. The way that I show up in rooms have changed because I am not the same version of me that you knew. And I'm okay with that. So let's get to a space where we know what it is that we want. We will not settle for less. We will not continue to accept mediocrity, but we will go after everything that we are supposed to have. And not just taking what we feel like we can get. You know what your non-negotiables are. You know what red flags look like. Let's stop ignoring those things. And let's just wait for what it is that we have been praying for. Let's wait for those things that are going to speak to our very essence and speak to our heart. So I'm excited, you all. I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know what it is that you may need. But I would love for you to be able to take some time and just journal out what it is that you want. What it is that you need. What is it that you desire? And petition for it. And don't accept anything less than what you've asked for. Job, career. In your career, in your business, in your relationships. Let's stop settling. And let's go after what we want. Let's keep fighting until we get it. So I'm ready to hit the gas because there's work that needs to be done. There are things that we all have to be able to do. And we can't keep sitting around in this space where, although it's okay to be able to question, but you can also question and move at the same time. So I'm excited about this journey that we're on. I'm excited about you all on this journey with me because we're all learning. We're all growing. We're all being shown something different and things are being revealed to us each and every day. So again, thank you for joining me for another Adventure of the Heart's Hello Show. When together, we embrace vulnerability, we learn from each other and spread love. One heartfelt hello at a time.